Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, thank you guys for coming out, hanging out with us here at Hooters Mall of Georgia. This is where we're at, and we'll be back here next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, our last 3 days of camp. So if you've not had a chance to come up and hang out with us here, you live up this way, please come by next week. We'll be here 2 to 6 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Tomorrow, Buffalo's Cafe. Hey, man, we're going to tell you.
Flowery Branch.
Correct. Thank you. Flowery Branch location. Yes, Flowery Branch location.
Hey, real quick, before we get to Falcons, you've been invited to get your bike out.
Oh, I know. I didn't know it was bike night. Did you know it was bike night?
They told me it was bike night when we rolled in.
I had no idea.
It's the first Tuesday of every month here at Hooters Mall of Georgia. Again, the weather, it looks like, I was talking to some of the dudes, looks like the weather's going to hold off, so hopefully no more rain.
Yeah.
But a couple of guys got the trikes. I know you got the three-wheeler.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know, I was thinking of Dan Quinn. We'll patch you in.
Going in this world.
Remember Sons of Anarchy? You know, we'll get you your brotherhood patch and come on up here, man. Bring the bike.
I had no idea until we mentioned it earlier in the show. And so it's cool to see guys bringing their bikes out here. But the fact that you have these kind of spots all over, literally all over, especially South Georgia, Mike, I'll tell you, a lot of brothers down there ride and places and meet up and they hang out together. But it's cool. So I'm curious to go outside and see some of these bikes. With that said, though, we're going to tell you what we saw today, what happened at Falcons practice, and we will coming up here. But before we get to that, I mentioned to you guys, we do have Georgia Tech, Georgia tickets. I want to give you a chance to win those right now just for listening to Dukes and Bell. Invesco QQQ Atlanta Gridiron Classic. It's happening Friday, the 20th of November. Remember, the game is not on the flats.
Not at Bobby Dodd.
Yes.
And Bobby, we know that some Tech fans were a little irked that it was not part of their ticket package. So if you want to go, this is going to be a huge game. If Georgia Tech is as good as we think that we are, we have obviously expectations every year for Georgia. It's going to be huge, Carl, at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, at the Benz. So caller 7 right now, Big O, at 404-726-0929. You can win those Georgia Tech tickets. I think it's going to be a hot commodity, to be honest with you. Both teams will be in the hunt, not only in their conferences, but I think also on the national picture. That's what I believe. I think Georgia Tech's going to take a big jump this year. But that game, again, Friday, the 20th of November, caller 7 is going to win those tickets. Stay tuned. We may have more tickets for you here over the next few days, so stay tuned for that. Mike, observations from practice today, man. Again, we practiced, they practiced inside today. Yesterday was outside in the rain. We're talking about the Falcons as training camp continues. We're getting ready for the Lions on Friday. And we know that our quarterbacks are not going to play. Multiple starters will not play. But it doesn't mean you're not getting the work in. What'd you get out of today's practice, Mike?
I thought, you know, more of the same, guys. And we joked around about it with Carl earlier, that you've got some really good things happening with Drake London and Michael Penix Jr. Now, I did have some fun with it. I went full
John, hype man.
I went full John Fricke when I invoked, and I should have said the caveat of we hope, but I said they do have an energy and a synergy, and it reminds you of all the great elite quarterback to great wide receiver combinations.
It does.
And I did invoke Montana to Rice, which had guys going, what? So, yes, that's where we aspire to be. But one thing for certain, every day in practice, there's 4 or 5 seamless throws with pressure where Michael Penix gets it to Drake, either for a crossing route for a big gain or a touchdown.
Yeah, man. The news, as Mike mentioned earlier in the show, for those who missed it, however you're tuning in, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one station. It's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Jake Matthews, Caleb McGarry set out of on 11-on-11, right? So that's starting defense, starting offense. For rest reasons, and the fact that they weren't out there, some of us, you know, when you start to see guys not playing in the normal circumstances that they would be playing in, you get a little concerned. Rest reasons is what we were told, and no reason to be concerned. Now, Brandon Park and Jack Nelson played a lot of right and left tackle today. Those are the backups. Mike, you said you're a little concerned about Storm Norton not being out there.
Yeah, Storm Norton, 3 days in a row, the swing tackle, one of the good backups. When Caleb McGarry went down in years past, Storm Norton has always been able to plug in. It's one of those guys I was hoping that we wouldn't have a problem keeping on the roster for this year, but Storm Norton has missed some time. Jalen Walker also was out of the 11-on-11, so they are really trying to not make that hamstring, Carl, any worse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, guys, anybody who's trained or you know, the only thing that helps a hamstring is rest. But, yeah, older guys on field turf, give them a day off, because we just talked to Jake Saney. Look, you just mentioned it yesterday. Looking the best he's looked in years.
He is.
So let's keep it that way. But it does kind of go counterintuitive to what I said yesterday. I really would love to see, you know, these guys play in preseason. Well, I don't want Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins anywhere near a football field when the three best tackles can't play.
I don't disagree.
Not that they wouldn't, but this is more about load QSET, load management.
Yeah.
But we are going to see the backup quarterbacks, and it is what it is in preseason.
Well, we need Jake. We need Caleb. And I'm not saying you're risking them, but I will tell you, like, there's no reason to overwork them. It's going to be a long season, guys, and you're going to need both of those guys to have this kind of success on offense that you need. Meanwhile, let's hear from Bijan Robinson talking about a couple of things. You'll hear our conversation with Ryan Neuzel, our starting center, coming up here in about 20 minutes. And he, B was asked about Neuzel, and Mike, he said, this guy is the same dude every single day. You know what's funny is we lost Drew Dahlman. He signs that nice deal in Chicago. Wish him the best of luck. But, like, I'm not concerned about the center spot, Mike. I'm not. I'm like, Neuzel played 8 games last year, guys. Mike and I not one time came on a Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday,
right,
after a game and said, oh, my God, this Neuzel guy's killing us. I can't remember talking about it.
And you mentioned it. You'll hear the interview coming up a little bit later this hour where Neuzel basically says, you know, it's a little bit overwhelming when you first have to get thrown to the wolves, but you practice and you practice well, and he's earned this right, you know, initially from App State, first, you know, practice squad, then, you know, sticking with the team. But he's good. And Dahlman, they were not prepared to spend that kind of money. Dahlman got more money with the Bears because they believed in Ryan Neuzel. I like the guy, and as you said, you're not complaining, you're not talking about it. 2015, you brought it up. We didn't have Alex back. We had Joe Pers. We had all these different guys. Joe Hawley was in
Joe
there.
Hawley,
they
yeah.
couldn't snap the ball. Remember the game against the Saints where literally they were snapping the ball to Matt Ryan's shin?
Correct.
I mean, it was ugly, and then that's why we did lobby, and well,
they listened.
Manager heard us when got Alex back. Credit to Duxabell. But, yeah, this guy, I like him, and he hasn't been a problem.
All right, man. Let's hear Bijan talk about Neuzel's belly. This is weird. He's talking about his belly being rock hard and how he is a dog when it comes to, you know, how he approaches things. Listen to B. Interesting. And again, you know, when you start talking about the O-line, it's a big plus right now. I think we have, going into the season, it's one of the positives that you're going to hear a lot about when teams play the Falcons is the offensive line. And part of that is because of the things at Neuzel and the interior line, Mike Bergeron, Lindstrom. I saw Lindstrom today. Just quick side note. Like, Lindstrom, man, his motor – dude, he's going after it. Like, plays 10 yards down the field. It's
right.
A running play. He's going after guys, you know, and you're like, that is why he's one of the best in the NFL at his position and why we ended up paying him. But it's not like 5 yards and the play's over, Mike. Bijan breaks a run today. Like, Lindstrom's down the field trying to cream guys.
Right, and he's a guy that, it's funny, he really is like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Talk to him. Day-Day and I were talking about Formula One. He's a big F1 fan, and we're talking about Ferrari, and he was at the Miami Grand Prix with Bergeron, by the way, last year, and we're hanging out. But, yeah, he's like just a sweet, gentle giant, but when he gets on the field, he's nothing but ornery, man, and getting after it. And that's why, I mean, by all the metrics, including Madden, he is one of the top guards in the league.
It's true. Speaking of killers, said for years we don't have enough of them. I would not have believed that one of those guys is playing wide receiver for us. But I want you to hear Bijan Robinson talk about his teammate Drake London and how he turns into this guy on the field. We've heard this from Raheem Morris. We've heard it from his peers at wide receiver. Guys, we may have a special player in Drake. Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, Mike. He's put up numbers, again, with busters. We've said this.
Right.
What's he going to do with the guy that totally wants to get him the ball in Michael Penix? This is Bijan Robinson talking about Drake London today.
Drake's a different breed. I just don't understand how he's, like, super nice, you know, outside of the field. And then on the field, like, yeah, he's like a monster. Like, he'll cuss you out. if you get in front of him, if they throw a flag, like, he's going to talk to the ref. He's going to speak. But that's what drives us. Like, his energy, what he brings, like, I feel that. And I'm not going to talk. But in my head, I'm like, yeah, I gotta be on that level with him. Because he enforces something that we haven't seen before. And Drake can be the nicest guy. But, you know, on that field, like, he's a scary dude to line up in front of. He's a scary dude to try to take on a block to, because he's going to try to kill you. But I mean, I love that dude. Like, he's one of my best friends, but on the field, he's the best player you want to play with.
On the field, he's trying to kill you.
And you and I, we talked about it earlier in the show, Big Show Rewind, blah, 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 on the Odyssey app. But when we first met him when he was a rookie, you and I, we got done, we set off the air. I said, there's an intensity, because let's be honest, if you're an SEC fan or ACC fan, you're West Coast, Pac-12, USC, soft. No, this dude is the antithesis of that mindset. He is tough as nails. He's got a sort of a thing of like a slow boil, right, underneath the surface. Yeah. This is an intensity. He was so frustrated with how crappy the quarterback play is, but as a rookie, you can't say anything.
Can't say anything.
Can't say anything about Mariota, and you couldn't say anything about Ritter. You're trying to pump up a rookie. And now I think this is where that's why I did say what I said about the explosive growth I think we're going to see with 9-5 with Penix to Drake.
What's up? What's up, Dede?
It's just funny because with Oren playing that music and you hear the weights or whatever that was in the background, it sounded like they were in a prison yard.
Somebody stacking the weight. It sounds like somebody's stacking it. Now, man, when we say Drake from here on out, this is what we're playing in the background, because I love the fact that he is already giving his teammates that perception, like, when we out here, it's nothing but business, and I'm taking people out.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Don't push him. 404-726-0929. That is the number, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, live at Hooters.
Yeah, man, don't push Drake, because he's close to the edge. Shark didn't do anything again today. I mean, he did catch the ball. I didn't see him dropping passes today. So I'm worried about Mooney. We got to get Mooney out there.
Got to get Mooney back.
Because DJ Shark.
Got to get Mooney back.
Now, unless
Darnell?
Do you think Shark's struggling with his playbook?
I don't know.
Seven on seven is simply do a runner route and catch a ball.
Yeah, but he's a vet. I don't know if the playbook is getting and what are they asking him to do? I don't know if he's being asked to do more than what he's been asked to do in other places, but he's not popped. That's what I would tell you. And for me, you know, when I'm watching Darnell or I'm watching Drake, Ray, these guys, even Pitts, guys, and you know I've been hard on him. He's popping. Pitts had a nice touchdown today in the red zone that, you know, caught a ball, man. The DB's, like, on him. He's putting the ball so the DB can't swat it away and scores, gets his feet down. That's the kind of stuff that we need to see, like, right at the goal line, Mike. Hey. I mean, like, he had, like, 2 or 3 yards to make this play, and he cuts it and makes it, and you're like, that's the kind of catch I want to see.
Yeah, man, and we talked about, you know, Anthony Richardson trying to find his gear.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Penix is the biggest critic of himself, bigger than Zach Robinson.
Yes.
You know, bigger than any of the assistant coaches. He really does talk. I mean, he really self-scouts. He tells you what he's got to work on. I thought today he looked great. And Drake also does the run blocking, too. The things that Julio did, that Sanu used to do, you got to be able to do that for this team, and he does that, too.
Yeah, all those guys get paid, man.
Right.
When you do those things. Hey, man, we're coming back. We got to talk to Grant McCauley. Braves, again, lose last night. Just abysmal at the plate. And it's not about wins and losses. It's really, are they going to allow some of these young guys to play? We'll talk to Grant about that. Game 2 of the series tonight, as we'll talk about that with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.